This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Today in Boston Federal Court, the judge unexpectedly halted proceedings in the trial of convicted marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev, and he instructed jurors to return on Monday.
Defense attorneys are close to winding down their case, and they hope that Judge George O'Toole will allow testimony from one of the nation's top anti-death penalty advocates. WBUR's David Boeri is at the Moakley Federal Courthouse and joins us now. Good to have you, David.
Thanks, Anthony.
So one of the big questions, I gather, is whether Sister Helen Prejean will be permitted to testify for the defense. She, of course, is a Catholic nun, outspoken critic of the death penalty, who wrote the book Dead Man Walking. What are the legal arguments around whether Sister Prejean should be allowed to testify?
Well, that's a great question, Anthony, and we don't know the answers because this has not been discussed in open court. Attorneys were in chambers with the judge for an hour and a half this morning, and then just before 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the judge sent the jurors home for the day, telling them that they had to discuss some legal issues. Well, the legal issue is whether she should be allowed to testify or not. The government is clearly opposed to her testifying, and the defense wants to bring her in. And it's interesting, it's fascinating, because the defense is at the end of its presentation. And this is going to be, so this tells you it's going to be a dramatic line from the defense if they're allowed to bring her in. But the one thing that I can assure you is that she is not going to be allowed to talk about the one thing that she probably would like to talk about the most. That is her opposition to the death penalty. She and Judy Clark share that idea that the death penalty is immoral, and they are two stars of what's called the abolition movement.
Hmm. Well, in terms of what the court, or I guess what Sister Helen Prejean would like to talk about, we spoke to her last year about what drives her long commitment to oppose the death penalty. Let's just listen to just a snippet of that.
The dignity of human life. I've gotten to meet people on death row. I've accompanied six people to execution. They've all done terrible crimes. Also, it's extremely expensive to kill a human being. Martin Luther King once said that the most moral document you ever look at is a budget and the way we use our resources. So states like California that have 722 people on death row are recognizing we're pouring enormous money into killing one human and the average waiting time is 20 years. And they're gradually waking up on it that it's not helping us and it's time to turn away from it.
So, David, obviously the prosecution would like to keep that kind of discussion out of the court. Right out of the court.
Most assuredly, any statements about the costs of one punishment versus the other are prohibited. They will not be allowed in the court, most definitely. One thing, though, and this is all conjecture, but one thing that Sister Jean is an expert at and would qualify as an expert witness at is men on death row. The lives of men on death row. Just like the last witness for the defense has been talking about how bad life is at ADX, the Supermax prison in Colorado, she could talk about people on death row. Now, the possibility here, and it's a flip from what the defense has already told the jurors, which is, hey, you really want to punish him? Send him to ADX, Supermax, that would be the way to punish him for a lifetime. Hmm. Here might be the flip side, in which she could talk about the power of redemption, the possibility that people behind bars could reach out in a positive way to victims, that there might be some hope, that they may understand the horrors of their crimes, that there might be a positive outcome. She could do that. It's unlikely that she's going to be used to say how terrible things are for prisoners on death row, because that would lead you and a jury that wants punishment to say, let's send him there.
Mm. So, David, when can we expect Judge O'Toole to make a decision on this? And give us a sense of when this case might finally wrap up and end up in the hands of the jury.
He's going to have to make a decision. He's going to have to make a decision by Monday. And we can expect that the prosecution, she will probably be the last witness. The prosecution gets a chance to do rebuttal. That's going to take a fairly short time, we're told. Then the jurors get the closings, and it could be midweek Thursday. Deliberations will start on this case.
Mm. David, finally, you've been in the courtroom all along, getting a look at the witnesses and the jury. And it's about the jury I want to ask you. Do you have any sense at all, any hints, how the arguments by the defense that Tsarnaev should be spared the death penalty, how they're being received by members of the jury.
I keep on reading, as we all try to read the jurors. There are certain jurors that I think might be more amenable by background, by what they said during voir dire when they were individually questioned, that they might be more open to the defense case. And then looking at their faces during this, they were quite interested in this whole business about Supermax and how tough it is. The prosecutor told the judge in a sidebar that this is a very important issue for the jurors. They looked it. And, you know, I am thinking that the jurors in this case, and the irony but might be that the jurors would be persuaded to save Tsarnaev from the death penalty only because they believe that they could punish him worse by sending him to life in prison without the chance of parole.
All right, that's WBUR's David Boeri reporting from the federal courthouse in Boston, where the penalty phase of the trial of Jahar Tsarnaev is expected to resume on Monday. David, thank you.
You're welcome, Anthony.